such a chas to be able to be with a chever like this on a day like this, and a makom like this. One of the nekudas in avodas Hashem, which Eicha speaks about, which David HaMelech references many times, is the inyan of a lev nishbar, which I guess translates into meaning a broken heart in front of Hashem. Zohar Kaddish says that there's nothing which is more wholesome than a broken heart. The derech and the inyan of a broken heart of a lev nishbar and avodas Hashem requires explanation. What exactly needs to be broken? The heart is part of the body. Usually it refers to a hergesh, to a feeling, or maybe to the neshama. Why would we want to break it? And why is that considered to be a wholesome and beloved to Hashem Yisbarach? Like we say in Eicha, Shivchi kamayim libeich neichach b'nei Hashem. That the heart should pour forth like water in front of Hashem Yisbarach. To have a Yiddish heart like that. The Rayatz from Lubavitch is buried a few hundred feet from here. The Friedrich Rebbe, the previous Rebbe, he said that once his father, the Rashab, took the time to give him an organized seder of limud and what it means, a lev nishbar. He wrote up a certain kuntras for him, and he had a seder in learning it. And he said the sugya of learning the lev nishbar from the Rashab took him 3 weeks to learn. During that tkufa that he was learning the sugya of Lev Nishbar, his uncle, Rav Nachum Daiv, about who his father said about him, was an anav and a Lev Nishbar be'emes, an example of what it means to be a Lev Nishbar. The Rayat said that once after learning in the cheder room together with his father, he went into the shul. And there was a simple Jew there by the name of Reb Daiv, who was saying Tehillim, and tears were coming from his eyes. His uncle, Reb Nachum Daiv, was standing there by the bima. He was leaning on the bima. He was actually standing by the southern wall, and he was facing north. And he was watching this Reb Daiv say to Hillim and pour out his heart to Hashem, Shivchi kamayim libech. And he said that by watching this Ish Kafri, the simple person Reb Daiv say to Hillim, his eyes started to stream with tears. And he couldn't understand why this was happening. By watching this Ish Kafri, and I confuse it, the simple Jew was not the one with the tears. He was saying to Hillim, stam. It was the Rav Nachum Daiv who had the tears. And his father passed by, and he told his father what's going on. His father said, your uncle, because he's such an anav, he's makane, the simple Jew. He says, this is what's called the lev nishbar b'emes. One of the difficulties in understanding a lev nishbar, as we mentioned before, is how to draw the line between a wonderful, beautiful lev nishbar, which is chavi before Hashem, or which is wholesome before Hashem, versus a lev nishbar which borders on sadness, and Mara Shchayra, as it's called. The Chayzer from Lublin, whose yard site it is today. The Maisa is told about the Chayzer from Lublin. It's a longer Maisa, but it's just to be Makatze. It was a Rabbi Yossi from Ostila that he had heard that the Chayzer from Lublin was passing through his town, and he very much wanted the Chayzer should stay by him. And he said to himself that when the Chayzer passes through, he's going to stop him on the road and invite him into his home to be a guest by him. He knew, though, that the Chayzer was an Ish Kadosh, and that when he would lie in beds, he would see many a thing, the Chayzer from Lublin. And he would usually say, while lying in the bed, he would make a cry, and he would say, "Ah, feels like spears in my back." So he wanted to prepare properly for the Chayzer to stay by him. So he hired an Ish, Yorei Shamayim, a Jew in town who was a big Yorei Shamayim, to construct a new bed from the Chayzer. And he would place it into a special room with special new sheets, with a table and a chair, mamish, everything brand new from the Chayzer. And this was a big operation. And once the plan was organized and the time was there, it was come for the Chayzer to pass by. He gladly went out to be Makabel Pnei Rabbi, the Chayzer. And he invited him in, and at first the Chayzer didn't really want to, but he accepted the request and he came. And the time had come that he comes into that special room and he lays down on the bed and he's bending an ear into the room and he hears the Chayzer going, "Oh, the spear's in my back." And he mamish fell into Chalisha Sadas. He couldn't believe he did everything possible in order to make this a good stay. So he didn't know what to do. He says, "What should I do? Maybe I should ask the Rav, ask the Rebbe if he wants to sleep in my bed. But who's to say that's going to be any better? Who knows what he's going to see on my bed? It'll be a big busha for me for sure if he comes into my bed and starts to say, 'Oh, the spear's in my back.'" But he says, "What else am I supposed to do?" So he invites the Chayzer to come and to sleep on his bed. And the Chayzer lays down there. And as he lays down on the bed, he goes, "Oh, Gvaldik." The Lashon in Hebrew is, I don't know the Yiddish. He says, "This is so good." I guess in English. He says, "This is so good. Hachiyisani b'chol ha'ivarim shali. You've given life to every one of my limbs," he said. Now, of course, this Rabbi Yosela is very confused. What maigla could his bed have over a brand new bed which was made by a big Yorei Shamayim? So he asked the Rebbe to explain. He said, "Rebbe, this needs a hesber." So the Chozah told him as follows. He said, "Chas v'chalila." He said, "The meat of the bed which you prepared through the Yorei Shamayim is a very good bed. He said, but I was margish that this Yorei Shamayim, that he made this bed during the 9 days. And because he was a Yorei Shamayim, when he did so and he prepared the bed, he prepared it with feelings of atzvas on the Churban Habayis. And it was on those feelings of the atzvas of the Churban Habayis, which I say about it, I feel the spears in my back." Now this story can be explained with the maimer that the Chayzer says elsewhere. The Mishnah in Tainus tells us, "Kishem shemichneshas av, mishenechas ader marbim b'simcha." Just like when ader comes in, we're marbim b'simcha. So too, when av comes in, mematim b'simcha. But we lessen our simcha. And the Chayzer teaches this maimer from the Mishnah, "Mishenechnas av, mematim b'simcha." He says that when Chodesh Av comes in, mematin, we can be memait. We can put an end to, we can minimize all of the tzaris which we have bisimcha, with using simcha. What comes out for the Mishnas, Tayrasai Shalachayza, is that a lev nishbar b'yemes is not a stira to having simcha. And when we speak about Churban Beis HaMikdash and Avelas on Beis HaMikdash, that Avelas by itself and being Margish, the Tzahar Churban by in of itself, without an element of Simcha, this is Mad Kedres, this is spears in the back of a Jew. That everything which can be done and should be done by a Jew, even in the depths of Tzar and Avelas, can be done with a Simcha. But even this needs a Hezber. And the Hezber from this also comes from the Chayzer from Lublin. It's a long Maisa. We're not going to go through the whole Maisa. I don't remember all the intricacies, in fact. But the Yismach Moshe, the first Rebbe from Satmir, I guess, he was Neskayev to Hasidus through his son-in-law, the Ari Debe Eloi. And at first, he didn't want to pick a son-in-law like the Ari Debe Eloi, who was a big goyin and a tzaddik, and a Hasidus Shayid. But he had told him that if you come to my Rebbe the Chayzeh and you're not pleased, then I'll give everything away in order to marry your daughter. So he agreed. So Yismach Moshe came, and on the way that he was there, one of the questions he had in his mind was, and you have to know that the Yismach Moshe was a Yid who was on fire for the fire of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. He was a very caught up, made it a big inyan by him, the whole inyan of Churban Beis HaMikdash. One of the things he had in his mind when coming to the Chayza, he was thinking himself and learning, is why is it that Hasidim have such an element of Simcha in their lives? What about being Mesabal on Churban Beis HaMikdash, Shulchan Aruch, that a Jew every night should be doig, should be worried, mis'atzev on the Churban Beis HaMikdash? He was wondering this to himself. And when he came to the Chayza, he had two other kashas also. He said the Chayza answered all three of the kashas in one swoop. And one of the things that he told him was as follows. And he didn't, of course, tell the questions to the Rebbe. The Rebbe knew. That's why it's called the Chayza. He said that one of the things which we learned by our Rebbe, Rav Shmelki from Nikolsburg, when it comes to Avodas Hashem, which really helped me understand, he said, how it is that a Jew can, on the one hand, have worries about the Beis HaMikdash and be Mesavel on the Beis HaMikdash, yet serve Hashem b'simcha. He says, I learned from him the following mashal. That when you have a king that he's taken captive to a faraway place, and then he stays by a friend of his who he really loves, that when this beloved one of the king sees the melech in this state, in such a low state, he's very pained by this and he begins to cry. He cries a lot, but then he remembers that what a schus it is to have the king with him. When he thinks about the schus it has to have the king, he rejoices as well. So he said, of course we're misatziv, and we worry and we're in pain about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. He says, but the king is in Golus, but the king is in Golus with us. It's Imo Yanoichi B'Tzara. But when Klaisa went into Golus, the Shechina went too. And the knowledge that we know and that we have, that the Melech is with us, is cause of for tremendous celebration and Simcha at all times. That even though the king is in Golus, he's in Golus with us, we can be Mesimcha on that. So come along the Chayze to say a pshat in the Chayze on the Maisa with the Chayze, on the yortzeit of the Chayze. About Tisha B'Av. That when a Jew knows that the Melech is on the run and there's a Churban on the Bayis where the king lives, that he knows that with him, that in his home, that in the Cheder Halev, that in his heart, that's where the king is to be found, that's tremendous Simcha. When we speak about a Lev Nishbar, a broken heart, we don't speak about the heart which houses the king. We speak about the evil guards. We speak about the Yetzahara, the Klipash of a Lev, the Lev HaEven, which surrounds that place where the king is residing in inside the heart. That we don't just look into our hearts and find the king. We know that he's there, we have emunah that he's there. Tzur levavi v'chalki, David HaMelech says. But in order to experience the simcha with the king, when we speak about a lev nishbar, we refer to that klipa which surrounds the heart, which doesn't allow us into that room where the king is residing with us. That takes a lot of work, and it can be difficult. And those are the enemies of the king which destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, of where we have Atzvas and Churban. We feel that Churban there. But when we break through and we come to that place where the king is and we see the king and we rejoice with the king, there's a simcha at the end of every tzar. And this is an avodah which takes place every day, because every day Hashem gives us a new heart. We say in Eicha, Chadoshim Labakarim Rabu Munasecha, that every day is a new avodah. And what was yesterday, whatever tikkunim were done, whatever elevation of nitzotos, whatever this means which was done on the day before, there's a new avodah today which requires new avodah in tefillah and in davening and in avodah Hashem. That there's going to be a new klipa, and there's going to have to be a new simcha which is going to take place today. And that's a process which never ends, and it gets deeper and deeper, and the simcha becomes stronger and stronger, and the avodah in fact becomes lighter and lighter. Because the more that you reveal the king in your heart, the more the king takes over the job for you. And he's happy to work with you. Because you're slowly but surely every day you're being megala more and more of the kingship of the king. This is really the simcha, the nechama, which follows the tzar and the yogan vanacha from the morning of Tisha B'Av, and from the night of Tisha B'Av, the avelus, and the tzar which we feel about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and the fact that the king goes into galus. Or mishtatif in the tzar of the king. But after we penetrate and we work hard, and we come through the day, although it's uncomfortable at times, and we come to the latter part of the day, when we start to feel that nechama, we start to feel a little bit of that Simchas Hayayim. Because we reveal the fact within ourselves and amongst ourselves that the King is with us, and we rejoice in that. Of this is what Chazal tell us, that this latest Mashiach, the Mashiach is born by Mincha and Tisha B'Av. What could be a greater Simcha than that? That somehow, some way, in Hashem's intricate ways, that He buries one of the greatest Simchas in the world in the depth of Tisha B'Av, from which that when that klipa is completely removed, Tisha B'Av will become the greatest yontif. And there's a taste of that already now at this time of the day. The vision of the Rebbe, the Oyev, the Avos Yisrael. Yerachava, Rebbe Aaron Yeshaya Fish. That he was a visitor and he came to spend to daven together with the Rebbe on Tisha B'Av by Mincha time. He was there because of refuah reasons. He came to a retreat to get better. And he says that when the Sefer Torah was taken out and was being put back after reading the Torah on Mincha on Tisha B'Av, he said that the Rebbe leaned over and he whispered into his ear the following. And he said like this, Yehalelu Eshem Hashem Kinizkav Shemai Levadai, which is the Nigin of Yehalelu, which we do on Simchas Torah. He whispered into the ear of this Aaron Yeshaya. And the reason why he did so, he explained, is because the Sfar Makdashim tell us, this is also from the Chayza, that the 3 weeks which we have during this time period correspond to the 3 Yamim Tovim of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. That the first week of the 3 weeks is connected Pesach. And the second week is Shavuos, and the last week, which is really the 9 days, corresponds to Sukkot. And the very last day, which is Tisha B'Av, corresponds to Simchas Torah. And he explained that La'asa Lavay, that the Simcha of Tisha B'Av will be like the Simcha of Simchas Torah. And what he was trying to convey to this Rav Mishai was that already by Mincha time, there's a flash of that Simcha. And that simcha is nothing other than the fact that Hashem says to Klal Yisrael on Simchas Torah, Kosh alai pidaschem, I want another day just to be with you. That to be with the Melech is the ultimate simcha. Nagid lavanis v'chabach. This is the nechama that Hashem tells B'nai Yisrael. But to have the Melech with us is the Nechama, and that's good for the Simcha. But it's still a secret, and it's not completely revealed yet. And that's why the Avos Yisrael didn't break out in a dance and tell everybody, Yahadadu Hashem Hashem, Kinizgav Shvo Levadoi. He had to whisper it into the ears of a beloved one, into another Talmud Chacham's ears, because it's not a secret that everybody should know or knows yet. But in our hearts, and in the heart of hearts where the Melech is, that if a person works in the beginning of the day to be able to remove the enemies who destroy the Beis HaMikdash, who surround, and he's able to break through with a Lev Nishbar and to be Megal to that place where the Melech is and to have that Simcha. This is the Simcha of a real Lev Nishbar. Not an Atzvus. Not a Marash Chayra. That's the way that the Satan wants us to go down. Ways of depression. Ways of sadness and Avodas Hashem. But no, that even in the darkest places, this tremendous Simcha. And through the darkness where the light really shines, that's where the greatest Simcha lies. And at the end of this very long tunnel called Golus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reveal to us through the depths of this darkness, this light, which we have a taste of it ready now. That the day will be a one of Yantiv, a bit of one of Simchas Torah. Chazal tell us that David HaMelech revealed secrets in Torah which that nobody heard such Torahs before from David HaMelech. And that will be the rejoicing on Tisha B'Av. It will be a Yantiv that Hashem will reveal such high Torahs that the world had never seen before. It will be a real Simchas Torah. As the Navi says, Torah Chadash Me'iti Teitzei, I'll give you such a Torah will reveal itself in such a way it'll feel like it's a new Torah to you. This is already the type of a Simchas Torah which is already brewing already by Mincha and Tisha B'Av. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us that as we ready on embarked on this Nechama of Tisha B'Av and Mincha and Tisha B'Av, Kadosh Baruch Hu should lead us through all the way through that Chayishach to reveal that great light, to see the latest Mashiach ben David, to be zeichet to that Torah Chadash, to meet it, to say, to be as great, 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 to say, to be as great,